3, 2, 1. Yeah!
Hello and welcome to the first ever podcast for Gillingham Ladies Football Team.
I'm Amy Nichols.
And I'm Victoria Pony. We'll be bringing you regular podcasts to keep you up to date with Gillingham Ladies, women's football in general, and all the sporting events you can get involved in and around Medway.
We'll also be getting to know the ladies' teams better with an interview each week and some quickfire questions. Look out on Twitter to see who we'll be talking to next time so you can send us your questions. Each week, a special guest will join us to discuss the latest issues in ladies' sport and how the teams have got on over the past few weeks.
And this week's special guest is Charlotte Richardson, the media manager for Gillingham Ladies, and she joins us in the studio today. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi, guys.
Thanks very much for coming in. So just a little bit about Gill's Ladies for those who maybe aren't up to speed with what's going on at the club. Tell us a little bit about how the season's gone so far, the changes the team have gone through in the process leading up to the season.
Yeah, Gillingham Ladies have been around for a few years now, developed at a really rapid rate in the last 2 to 3 years. Last season we had a fantastic season, did really, really well. We came runners-up in the FA Women's Premier League Southern Division, which is the league that we compete in. And luckily, thanks to lots of hard work around the club, over the summer we were able to announce a new partnership with Gillingham Football Club as a whole. So thanks to the leadership of the chairman, Paul Scally, the director of football, Darren Hare, we now come under the umbrella and the family of the football club. So that means we have a really fantastic link with the Centre of Excellence, we have a girls' academy, and we also get to play at Priestfield Stadium, which is absolutely huge for us. So there's been lots of work going on over the summer, and we opened our season against Spurs away, and we've had a mixed start to the season so far. During pre-season, we lost our manager. He went to another rival team, and with him went quite a lot of our players. 11 players, in fact. So, you know, for football fans listening to this, when you lose that many players in your team, it's going to be a real rebuilding process. So we appointed Simon Ratcliffe, who is a Gillingham legend, really, played like over 100 times for the club. He's coming as manager, he's rebuilding, bringing players into the club. And so far, it's been a mixed bag of results. We've had some really good wins at home. We've had plenty of goals throughout our season, and it's onwards and upwards. It's a season of transition. It's about embedding in, kind of engaging the local community with everything we're doing, and really paving the way for people to learn a bit more about women's football.
You mentioned there a little bit about the changes that the team have gone through. What do you think the biggest challenge has been for the girls and for the management as well?
Women's football is growing at a really rapid pace, so not just for ourselves but kind of across the country. One of the biggest challenges is meeting the demand of sort of player attention. In the Women's Super League, which is the highest tier, players have contracts, but in our league they don't have contracts yet. So I know that's something the FA are looking to go into. So one of the challenges is player retention. And I think for the team itself, when you have 11 first team players leave, you've got to have time to gel and learn each other's style of playing, and just get to know each other sort of off the pitch as well as on it. So for any football club coming together, when you lose that amount, it's going to take time. That's probably the biggest challenge.
Lovely. So the last home game for Gillingham Ladies was against Coventry, and after the game I caught up with manager Simon Ratcliffe, who says he's pleased with his side's progress so far this season.
So how do you think today went?
I was really pleased. We did exactly what they were asked of them, played very well, worked hard, went up against them, against what was a very physical side, not overly physical but fit, and we did okay. We kept up against them, unlucky not to score, and overall really pleased.
Bit disappointed with the scoreline, or?
Yeah, obviously disappointed because we've lost. I'm just interested in the performance, and we played, I thought, played very well.
Yeah. So how do you think the season as a whole has gone so far?
I think we're quietly progressing. That's the way I see it. There are teams that we've struggled against, and they have in general been good sides. We struggled against Brighton. They played very well. We played them twice. These are a good side today. Yes, we lost 2-0, but ultimately we went up against them and did okay.
And what are your aims for the rest of the season? Where would you like to finish on the table, etc.?
I just want us to keep improving. And if we keep improving, we will pick up points and we will hopefully end up mid-table or above.
So for like a building season as such for you?
Yes, yeah. You can't lose a whole team at the end of one season and then expect to have a seamless transition in the next. We've got players who haven't played with the club before, we've got players who have work commitments, who don't train, and that's no criticism of them, they're just unable to commit as much as they would like. So we need to work on them, give them fitness programmes at home, all that sort of stuff, and we will get better.
Obviously you've been at Chatham Town today, but you've been playing at Priestwell, so how's the support been there? What's the atmosphere been like for the players?
The support's been excellent. I mean, people have turned up. We've had over 250 people on all the games, I believe. Obviously, there wasn't quite so many here today, but that's not, you know, not surprising. But overall, yeah, people have been supportive, and that doesn't include... That does include the supporters, but also other people. You know, the support mechanisms we've got with helpers, stewards, and the list goes on. But everybody's been really supportive.
And the girls have been saying there's a really great atmosphere with the team. They all seem to be bonding really well.
It's something that I want to foster, and hopefully that'll continue to do so, and it'll be a positive outcome.
So that match was played at Chatham Town, but the team have been playing at the Priestwell Stadium for the first time this season, as Charlotte just mentioned. So how good is that for the team and Gillingham Football Club as a whole?
It's a huge honour for Gillingham ladies to have their games at Priestwell Stadium. There are no kind of teams, not even really within the Super League, that play at a Football League stadium. So it's a huge thing, and it's a huge compliment that the chairman has allowed Gillingham ladies to have those home games. And it's reaping its rewards. We're getting amazing attendances at our game. You know, hundreds and hundreds of people so far this season have come along to watch and experience something different, which is great for Jill's fans, because obviously with the men's team, we're kind of alternate weeks, they can come along to Priestfield. So no, it's huge, and hopefully we'll build upon that. We want to make our attendances grow larger. We want to build a real fan base, and like I say, it's a huge compliment for us, and it's a platform we're looking to build off of on. And I know whenever I speak to the players, you know, they talk about the goosebumps they get walking onto the pitch. And so far this season, we've provided some really good entertainment for people, dozens of goals, really kind of end-to-end entertaining football. So for those Jules fans that have only ever watched the men's team, having the games at Priestfield has given them an opportunity to watch women's football for the first time, and more often than not they come back again, and like I say, that's what we're looking to achieve this season.
And what have the attendances been like at Priestfield?
They've been really, really good. So for our opening game we had like over 350 people there, which is huge considering sort of our average attendance last season was around the 70 mark, and since then we've been averaging over 250 fans. In the Women's Super League, that's kind of the sort of figures you're looking at. So considering that we're a Women's Premier League side, we don't get any funding from the FA to market and promote ourselves. This is purely just dedicated Gillingham fans coming along and supporting us. And the results have shown, the fact we beat Copeswood and Keynsham, our fans can make a really big difference on the day. They can really support the team and be that 12th player. And like I was referring to, when you have lots of people leave your team, the fans can play a really massive role in supporting us and in cheering us on.
You've touched a little bit on the Women's Super League there. Although you might not get the benefits that those players and those clubs get, do you think the enthusiasm and the coverage that surrounds that league trickles down into the sort of Gillingham's and other teams' fan base and attendances?
I mean, it must have been 2 years ago now. I was invited along to the launch of the Game Changer strategy, which is the FA's 5-year plan for the women's game. And I must say, and I've said it on record before, I think it's fantastic. It's disappointing not to be in the Women's Super League, but actually I think raising those standards and putting those aspirations in place means that clubs like Gillingham Ladies can push forward. We've got a huge catchment area. We're the top women's side in Kent. We're the only centre of excellence in Kent. So for us, we want to be pushing the game forward, and we want to be aspiring to be a Women's Super League side. So although we haven't got that title yet, our professionalism, our setup, our media, our work and our partnership work is all striving towards that goal. And I think what the FA's done for the game has been brilliant. I would like to see perhaps a little bit more support for FA Women Premier League teams, because like you say, I think there's a dynamic there which will be good for both. But next month the England women's team play at Wembley for the first time, which is fantastic. So there's lots of development and growth going on, and I'm really pleased that Gillingham Football Club are a part of that in Kent.
And turning our attentions back to the pitch for a moment, last week the ladies travelled to Cardiff. Wasn't quite the result they were looking for. How did the girls bounce back from that?
It was a funny game. It was a long trip to take up. A very disappointing result, as you say, but there were still positives to take, because I think the girls knew that they let themselves down a little bit. Something just didn't click. But on the way back, you know, they don't want to put a performance out like that again. So they'll be working hard at the training ground with Simon. We've set standards for the club that we want the girls to achieve, and you know, whilst we understand it's a transition season and you know, we've got to be patient with that, there are certain standards and certain goals that have been put in place for the girls to sustain, and I think they're going to bounce back this Sunday. It's a Kent derby against Charlton. It's always a fantastic game, so I think that's the perfect stage for them to produce a response.
Yes, as you say, the Jills travel down the road to Charlton this weekend. Charlton beat Lewis Ladies 2-1 in their last match and currently sit third in the league.
So we spoke to Emma Michaelmore, is that how you say
her name? Michaelmore. She's one of the more debatable names.
It's a good one to start, didn't we? We spoke to her ahead of this Sunday's fixture against the Addicts.
So how do you think the game went today?
I think we were strong. We were unlucky. In the respect of we didn't put anything away and they took their chances, but it shows that we are developing as a team. That game today just shows how much we've worked.
And how are you enjoying the season so far?
It's good. I love the team that we've got. Everyone supports everyone. It's brilliant, and management's great, and the girls are brilliant. So you know, it's been a good season, and we're all in it together. So main thing.
So obviously today you're at Chatham Town, mm-hmm. The last few weeks been at Priestfields. Is it a big difference playing there and playing here?
A pitch is a pitch and we like to play whatever, but being at Priestfield is a massive thing for us, to be able to say that we play there. Just to be part of the whole Gillingham club now is amazing, and for the girls to have the atmosphere that creates it at Priestfield is amazing, and it, with the crowd behind us. You know, can't go far.
Did you miss it a little bit this week?
Yeah, it would have been nice, but can't do anything about the weather, so that's where we are.
So, looking ahead to the Charlton game in a few weeks, how are you feeling about that?
Positive, very positive. We've got a lot of fight in us. The girls are strong. They'll put everything into whatever they've got, so whatever we're faced with, we're a team and we work together, which is the main point within this.
I was just going to say, did you think today when it's 1-0 that you could get back in it and maybe go on to win it?
To be honest, I always think we can get back in it. I do like to think positive most of the time. So, you know, whatever we go down, or we can always get it back as long as we work, and the girls are willing to work most of the time. Fitness is an issue at the moment, but that'll come.
Do you feel that's the general attitude, even if you do go down, you've all got that, right, we can still do this?
Yeah, I think because we're strong as a team and the vibes are good, you know, the girls are, we'll get each other up and we'll just go again. We'll just fight till the whistle blows at the end of the game, and that's the way we work.
So obviously they've had a few disappointing weeks, and you said it's a progression season. How do you think they're going to feel going into this game?
Against Charlton, you know, the tone is set. There's no motivational additions needed. It's a game that the girls will be fired up for. And whilst, you know, like we've reflected on, the results have been disappointing, I think the girls at the club are a fantastic bunch. Some of them have been a part of the club for a number of years. Some are new, but they know what we're trying to achieve. They know our ambitions. And there's so much great stuff going on. I mean, just in the next week alone, on Wednesday, we're hosting a free soccer school for young girls, which I think there are still some places available for. So
I saw it was full earlier, actually.
Oh, we've got a full hosting, but the girls' one, there's still a few places on. So I'd encourage people to check out our website and book on for that. And then we've got some fitness sessions going on at Priestfield Stadium on Thursday evening for 18 to 13-year-olds. So we've got all that stuff going on, and I think the girls appreciate that whilst they've got to go on the pitch and achieve what they can do on the pitch, off of it there's so much support behind them, and I'm hoping that they feel that. And my conversations with them, they're a good bunch and they're very proud to be part of Gillingham Football Club.
And it's clear for anyone to see if they go along and watch the girls, which if anyone hasn't they should, that there's a really nice team spirit between them. They all get along, and I think that was really emphasised a couple of weeks ago when there was a bad injury to one of the team members. Is there any updates on that? How did the team cope with losing someone in that way?
Yeah, I was at that game, and it was. I've never seen such a horrific injury of all the kind of football games I've gone to.
It was Jade, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Jade kind of went up for a 50-50 tackle at Plymouth Argyle, and fractured her ankle and suffered a really horrific injury. One of those like ones you see on TV and you squirm at, and you know, it was horrific. The game was paused for over an hour. So, you know, it was very severe and it was very troubling for the girls. But they rallied around and they produced a fantastic performance that day. They came back from a couple of goals down and it ended up 3-2. But we went, we had like a 6-hour journey home, but we went to the hospital first and the girls waited for 2 hours to bring Jade back. And Jade's had her operation now and we were all delighted to see her at the Coventry game. She came along to watch and all of us chipped in to get her an iPad and to get her some and bits and pieces so that she can keep up with all the results on our social media and everything. But no, it just epitomises the unity that's in, within the camp. We look after each other, you know, and that's not just with Gillingham Ladies, that's with Gillingham Football Club overall, and you know, all the work that the Community Trust is doing. It's a bit of a cliche, but it is a football family, and one thing you will never doubt with Gillingham Ladies is we're going to have each other's back and we're going to battle all the time.
So, turning our attentions away from the pitch for a second, as Charlotte's already mentioned, there's a chance for you to get fit for Gillingham Ladies next week. The club are running free taster sessions inspired by football to get toned, get fit and get strong at the home of Kent Football.
So will you be joining in with any of those fitness classes, Charlotte?
I think it's about time. I've been getting a lot of banter from the girls about my footballing skills, and maybe it's time for me to don my boots again. But obviously, I think, again, though, it's a fantastic opportunity to go to Gillingham and get fit and kind of be part of a group. You know, that's sort of what the club's about, is empowering women to do these things. And I think it'll be really fun as well. So I might well go along for free.
Is it something that all the team are expected to come along to and support? Or
because the girls have their own training, which is taking place that night. But I've seen some of their sessions and they are tough. So it'll be interesting to see. But I do hope lots of people go down. And like I say, it's a really good opportunity to just go along and try something new. And it's free as well. So, you know, keep fit. It's good.
Well, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today, Charlotte, on the first of our Gillingham Ladies podcast. But before you go, we would like you to be the first person to take part in our quick fire questions round. We'll be doing this every week with a different player, so you can set the bar for the rest of the team. Lead by example.
Okay, right, let's go.
So I'm going to quiz you, and you have to give the first answer that comes to your head.
This is very dangerous.
This doesn't mean think about it for a minute and then answer. This means quick. Go. Okay. You ready?
I think so.
Who is your sporting hero?
Cameron Brady.
Why?
Just as kind of a woman working in football, working in the industry, I think she broke a lot of barriers down and is brilliant at her job, really feisty, and yeah, I think she's just brilliant.
It's quite a different answer. I didn't
it was
that.
It was either Karen or David Beckham. And David Beckham obviously reasons
there.
Yeah, no, quite the same academic background as Karen.
Trademark karaoke song.
That's a really difficult one because if there's karaoke going on, I'm just there all night. trademark. Oh, what's that? Dancing Queen, ABBA.
Classic. Last book you read?
Gone Girl.
Oh.
Mm. Everyone raved about it to me. It was amazing. I had to read it, and I was a little bit disappointed.
Oh,
but
you seen the film?
Yeah, and I went to see the film, and it was really grim. No, that's the last one I read.
Personal now, do you have any tattoos?
No.
That's a boring answer. and what's your favourite biscuit?
Oh, gosh. Right, okay, I have a bit of a thing. All my friends that are listening to this at work are going to laugh because I always feel like you can tell a lot from a person by their favourite biscuit. Okay, my favourite biscuit, oh, my goodness, is a... oh, my God, I love biscuits. Probably, like, just a chocolate digestive, maybe. How about you girls?
What's the chocolate digestive? Tell us about you.
That's a good question as well. I don't know. I think probably...
I'm going to steal your...
It's psychologically, like, quite interesting, I guess.
sound a bit more of a Bourbon girl.
Good shout. And these, I'd rather be anything than like just a rich tea. Do you know what I mean? Just like a really drab biscuit.
A cup of tea and it's good.
Anyway,
off topic a little bit. So yeah, we're here asking the hard-hitting questions about football today.
That's just about it from us until the next show. But don't forget to check out the Jill's Ladies FC on Twitter and Facebook in the meantime. Thanks very much to Charlotte for joining us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm Victoria Polly.
And I'm Amy Nichols. And thanks for joining us. Goodbye.
3, 2, 1.
Jill's!